The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Ireland's saving specialists. Rabodirect, the straight-talking savings bank.
A couple in the UK got a shock after they had paid for a stay in a Blackpool hotel. They checked out, paid their bill, which I think was around 36 quid, and were back home only to discover that another 100 sterling had been added to their, or subtracted actually, from on their credit card bill. When they queried the charge, Tony and Jan Jenkinson were told by staff that it was incurred under the no bad review policy, which was in the small print. Because the couple had left a review on TripAdvisor saying the hotel was a filthy, stinking hovel, which admittedly, I suppose, the owner wouldn't like, but there you go. And the Broadway Hotel charged them for it. Tony Jenkinson, good morning to you, and indeed Jan Jenkinson, good morning to you both. That's just an outline. Can you tell us about the hotel and how long in advance you had booked and what it was like?
Good morning.
Morning to you.
We booked the hotel online maybe 3 days before we were going to stay there.
Yeah?
It was just to break up a journey travelling from Oxford to Cumbria.
Right.
And it was just to get our head down for the night. And we only booked there because there was parking. Well, when we got there, there wasn't any parking. And they told us to ask another hotel if they would let us park there. They said they'll maybe only charge you £5. But they didn't charge us anything. Anyhow, we went upstairs and it was just the pits.
In what way?
Well, it was scruffy. The wallpaper was hanging off. I could handle that. The carpets were sticky. Mm. Okay, if I kept my shoes on, it didn't matter. Then I went to have a shave. I turned on the hot tap. There wasn't any water. I went down and I told him. He says, "We know about that. It's going to be fixed in the morning." I says, "We're only here for one night." He says, "It will be fixed in the morning." Then we thought, we'll put some clothes away in the chest of drawers. We opened them and they caved in. They fell to pieces. I went down and I told them, same answer. "We know about that. We're going to get them replaced." Then I thought, I really need a cup of tea. Jan had went to put the kettle on. It wasn't working. I told him about it. He said, "It should work. It's only 4 months old." He came upstairs with his. So I switched on the kettle and then I switched on by the plug point. He says, "No, it doesn't work like that. To work that plug point, you've got to switch on this other plug point because, in his words, it's wired up wrong." And he was just filthy mess.
So, Jan, if I could go to you, you were the one that decided to write to TripAdvisor.
No, actually, it was Tony who wrote the review.
Was it?
Yeah.
And, well, just if you'd run through what you put on the review.
Just told it as it was, like Tony's just told you, and added on that everything was just filthy. The breakfast was awful. The curtains were tattered and dirty. Wallpaper was coming off the walls. The bed was lumpy and springs attacked you through the night. Everything was just dirty. And I know it was only £36 for one night, but you do expect it to be clean. And this obviously hadn't been cleaned in years, never mind months.
Yeah, the filthy, stinking hovel headline, naturally enough, would not go down very well with the owner of a hotel.
No. It wasn't meant to. We just put this review on just to warn other people from, from staying there, because it's not, you wouldn't put a dog in there, never mind anything else. You just wouldn't.
Well, now, they've had a lot of very bad publicity, but it was the £100 was in the terms and conditions that you were not allowed to write a critical review. So after your £100 sterling was taken out of your account, what was your next move?
My next move was to phone them and query why they had taken this from our account. And I was told that it was because we'd left a bad review, and it's their policy to fine anybody £100 if they leave anybody leaves a bad review. So after that, I phoned the credit card company, explained it to them, and they credited my account temporarily with £100. But since then, it's been taken back. So up until it all hit the fan, I don't know what's happening about it. But we've heard on the grapevine that we'll get refunded, but we haven't been told anything officially yet.
And did you, I mean, £100 is you know, £100 is £100. The trade, your Department of Trade and Standards office, I thought they said it was illegal.
Yes, they did. We contacted Trading Standards, and that's what they said, and they really got the teeth into it. They've been absolutely brilliant, and they've helped us a lot with it. And that's what they said. They said they can't do that. It's illegal.
But you threatened to write another review, I understand, and they said that if you did, they'd take another £100.
That's right. Tony spoke to them as well, and he said, he said, if we don't get our money back, he said, I'll write another review and put that on. He said, well, if you write another bad review about us, we've still got your details, and we'll fine you another £100.
This is very, very, very strange stuff altogether. So
since then, we've changed our credit card details.
Pardon?
Sorry. Since then, we changed our credit card details under the advice of the bank. So we don't know how we'll get the £100 back because they haven't got our details. But our Trading Standards, they're going to fight that for us. But the guy that sought us, Austin Shields, he was brilliant.
And
I can't praise him up enough.
Tell me, did you check on the other reviews, or were there any other reviews on TripAdvisor?
This is the one time that we never. So I would advise everybody always look at reviews.
No, but did you look back at the same hotel afterwards and see, did anybody else write a review?
After we did, yeah. After we did, and the reviews are just bad. Virtually all the reviews are bad.
That's a nice little money spinner for them then, isn't it? Charge you 36 for the night. Taps don't work, electricity doesn't work. You make a complaint and it turns into 136 for the night. That could be a good business model.
Well, they went even further than that because obviously we've been interviewed by a few people. We were interviewed by Sky TV and we were told off the interviewer that he went over to the hotel and asked if they were prepared to give an interview.
Yeah.
And they asked him how much he was willing to pay.
Okay. Well, listen, we will all watch with interest because a lot of us use these now before booking a place. And indeed, I have to say, I have sent one as well. Generally speaking, not given out, but just to say that if somebody tells you they have Wi-Fi and they don't, I think that's very unfair to the person booking in. But anyway, Shinshkele, that's another story altogether. Listen, Tony and Jan Jenkinson, I hope you get your £100 back. And thanks for letting the rest of us know, and we can check on these things in advance. Okay.
Okay.
All the best. Bye bye. Bye bye.